What's up, everybody? This is Uriah speaking. I am your co-host for the Conversation with Friends podcast, and thank you for listening. Welcome back if you are a previous listener. What is up, everybody? What is going on? How's your day? Good. Mine too. Fabulous. Let's get into it. Hey, what's up, my five listeners? Welcome back to the Conversation with Myself podcast. I know I've changed the podcast name like so many times already, but I think I'm going to stick with this one. It seems legit. It seems good. I'm content with it. I'm telling you, I swear, I think guys my age all have a mental illness. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever, but I'm just like flabbergasted by like how many times I've encountered somebody talking to somebody and noticing like things wrong with them that are so toxic and they're so oblivious to it. It's so common. I think it's so much more common that people realize no one talks about it at all. But there's people who 20s, like all of the 20s basically. And there's people who are in the 30s too. I'm not going to discard them because they have their own issues too. I kind of feel like everybody has issues though. No matter who you are, what age you are, you're going to have issues. It's just life. Life brings issues, you know. But I'm talking about like toxicity traits like I don't know, like doing drugs, partying all the time, wanting that to fulfill your happiness, and then wanting somebody, and then wanting to be in a relationship at the same time doesn't make sense to me, because it's like, okay, you're out partying, doing drugs, wanting that to be happy, but you want somebody to tag along with you. That is so disrespectful to just try to have somebody tag along with you when you're on that bullshit. It's super annoying when you're trying to get to know somebody that you think you might like, and then like subconsciously they start to like reveal who they truly are to you, and it's like, fuck, not another one. I don't know, I feel like I've had so much trouble these past couple of years trying to find somebody decent to be with, only because like the last relationships I've been in have made it super hard for me to open up again. And then at the same time I'm like, those people are happy as fuck as much as I know, like, they're happy. Could be, like, not happy, because social media is a fucking lie. But anyways, I'm like, they're happy, I should be happy, and I should stop letting these assholes, like, still ruin my happiness. Like, I'm not even with them, and I still let them ruin my happiness. I know there's people out there who have to have the same experience. Like, is there anybody that you've been with that no matter what, do you still know that you love them? Like, even all the bullshit they put you through, just because there's been so much history between you guys, you know, and it's crazy that love can be that powerful and that deep. And I think a lot of people, especially in my age group, like around 25, they don't take it seriously. I've heard people say, I love you after like a week, and I'm like, dude, you do not love this person. You're infatuated, and that's it. But I don't think people understand love. Like, love is so deep and so raw and so real that it's just not something that can just be conjured up in a week or two. You know, it's fucking a crush, it's infatuation, it's being head over heels for somebody not being in love. So let's talk about this shit that's been going on recently with Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star. I don't know, I haven't really read too much up about it. I just know that it was, like, from something that they did a while ago, and it, like, resurfaced or something, racist, and now people are, like, tripping about it. I don't know, I have a different opinion about it, I guess. I don't really think they should be held accountable for shit that they've already apologized for and did, like, a long time ago before they were famous. It's, yeah, I feel like if that was the case, if everybody had that repercussions, everybody would be fucked up. Like, I know for a fact everybody has said at least something fucked up in their whole lifetime. There is not one person in this world who's like, oh, I never said anything. Come on now. You're human. Human. You're human. You've fucking said something retarded before. And this cancel culture is so fucking crazy. Like, I get it, but at the same time, I don't get it. Like, Yeah, people do fucked up shit. They're making money off people. They're fucked up. They're racist. They're all this. Yeah, like, have you like sat there and watched their videos before? I've sat there and watched Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star. If you're not somebody who can like read somebody, like just know off rip how they are based off like the person that they've showed you and that you're watching, then like why not believe that they're that type of person? Why say like, oh, they said this before, so they're a shitty person? Like, I don't get it. Because in my opinion, I think both of them are like really caring people. Like, for the most part, they're caring people. Jeffree Star donates all the time. Shane Dawson is a lovable guy. Like, yeah, he says like humor that is fucking dry as hell and like not very like appealing to a lot of people. But I don't think he's a pedophile. I don't think he's a fucking racist or anything like that. The dude gots to check his humor. He's not gots to know more social cues. He gots to understand like the shit that he said in the past. People are gonna fucking cancel him now over it, and I think he's realized that because that apology video, he seems really like sorry about it. Jenna Marbles too. I can't believe people have pushed her to quit YouTube because of shit she said a long time ago. That blows my mind. I'm kind of like pissed off by this cancel culture though, because it's like people don't have the freedom to say whatever they want anymore. Cause it's not even just like racist shit. It's just like if you say something that someone doesn't like, they can like get on Twitter and cancel you. And I just think social media has become too much like social justice warrior type shit. And the freedom and the joy of doing whatever you want, saying whatever you want, is like dimming down now. I mean, of course, do not like fucking be racist. Do not fucking be an asshole. Do not be prejudiced. Do not be anything, a homophobe, a fucking white supremacist. Do not be any of that. Of course not. But let the people be free, like, to say something, apologize, and, like, move the fuck on. You don't have to ruin their career over it. Because do you, like, remember being a kid and, like, just chilling with your friends and, like, saying something to make them laugh? And then, like, you realize that maybe that thing that you said was kind of, like, shitty and you shouldn't have said it. But it made people laugh. It made people like you. So you said it, but it wasn't, like, who you are as a person. I'm not trying to justify their actions either. It's just my opinion about it. Conversation with myself about it. And that's just what I think. Anyways, I wanted to talk about millennial pet peeves. Because I think they're so much different than, like, regular pet peeves. Like, for instance, a pet peeve of mine is like when somebody reads my message on Facebook Messenger and they're like posting shit on Facebook like a minute afterwards and shit like that. It pisses me off. I'm like, why couldn't you just reply? Why not reply? So if you have a millennial pet peeve, message me, let me know, and I'll mention it on the next podcast. I've had a lot of spare time recently, and I've been watching a lot of 80s movies. The other night, I watched Mommy Dearest for the first time, and that was crazy. I had no idea that Joan Crawford was so crazy. Does anybody have like any idea like if she was diagnosed with anything or that she had anything wrong with her? She was definitely like neurotic to the extreme and bipolar maybe. Borderline personality disorder, that could be it. I don't know. I did a lot, not a lot of research. I did a little research on it, and her daughter, her adoptive daughter, that Christina, she's 81 years old now. I'm like, wow. And it was weird on Wikipedia, you couldn't find out like the birth date of Joan Crawford. Was she like somebody who didn't want anybody to know how old she was? I don't even know how old she was when she died. It wouldn't even say. Like, maybe if I did enough research, I could find out, but from Wikipedia, I did not say enough. And then the night afterwards, I watched Monster with Charlize Theron, I think, and Christine Ricci. It's a movie about Eileen Wuornos. That movie was crazy, too. Like, I think she won an Oscar off that movie. And if I'm right, she deserved it. If I'm wrong and she didn't, she still deserved it. And I'm mad that she didn't get it because she was fucking flawless in that movie. Like, I'm somebody who's like very into like the films that I watch and like very detailed on like that actor being good or that actress being like flawless or whatever, and I think she did a really, really good job playing it. And I don't know, I have my own opinions on Eileen Wuornos, like the fact that she wouldn't like kill just anybody. She killed people who she thought were rapists and like bad people. I mean, like, I get it. Like, I get it. I don't think she's a serial killer, though. She had a different motive than all those other serial killers did, for the most part. But she still got executed. She still died. And it's kind of fucked up. I mean, yeah, she killed a lot of men, but I don't think she's that horrible. I mean, of course, like, murder is bad. Killing is bad, but come on, most of the guys she kills were pieces of shit anyways. Oh my god, so I was talking, no, I wasn't talking to this person. They messaged me randomly on Facebook and were like, I have a feeling that you hate me. And I'm like, what? I don't hate anybody. Why would you say that? And they were just like, you don't like my stuff on Facebook and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? He was like, yeah, I almost killed myself last night over it. I'm like, what? Like, are you serious? This goes back to that whole thing about me in the beginning talking about mental illness and, like, all these people having mental illness, which, again, there's nothing wrong with it. I gotta put that out there. Still, it's crazy. There's so many fucking people that have something, like, wrong with them. I have something wrong with me, too. Like, I'm not talking shit about it, whatever. I have a little bit of borderline, and I have fucking anxiety. I have a little bit of anger issues, but I know who I am. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not out here, like, putting my mental illness on anybody else's shoulders, which I think a lot of people do, and expect somebody to be their fucking therapist. Like, I'm not talking to you if you're gonna tell me you're gonna kill yourself. I'm not talking to you if you're fucking messaging me 5 times in a row saying, hey, 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 hey. Clearly, you got something wrong with you. No normal person does that. No normal person with integrity and fucking morals and fucking confidence and self-love does that. And I don't want anybody who's gonna be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, again, there's nothing wrong with that. I gotta keep saying that because, again, there's cancel culture that will fucking cancel me for saying this, period. But I do think that people who are dealing with it, like, let's say, for instance, that I get to know somebody. I get to like them, I talk to them, we're texting, and then, like, a week or two later, they start showing me that they're a little bit toxic, that they got something wrong with them. Is it my fault that I fall back and I'm like, dude, I don't like you no more? Or should I be, or am I a bad person for doing that? Or will I be a good person if I'm like, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna deal with it, I'm gonna be your little therapist, I'm gonna be your little psychiatrist, whatever, and I'll help you out, it'll be fine. That's what I'm like, what? Life is confusing. Dating is confusing. Everything is fucking confusing. I just feel like, don't do anything. Don't date anything. I'm just kidding. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. But yeah, be safe out there. Watch who you're talking to. Pay attention to more details. Focus more on the small things that they do, because small things are a signal of something bigger. And make sure you're just not out there giving your attention to anybody, because if you do, then it's not going to be as precious anymore. So, yeah, that's it for today's podcast. I know it's going to be a small one today, and I just needed to get this episode out there for this week. They're going to start getting longer and better, of course. I know I told you guys that before, but yeah, if you have any opinions, questions, answers, or anything on this podcast, I'm going to leave my email link below and my Facebook Messenger link below. And, I mean, my Instagram, and you can send me a message. Have a good day.